nature, uniquely his, apart from whatever characteristics that are typically human, meaning common to all human beings, he has things that are typical of him and no one else. It's a mistake to expect one person to respond to something in a certain way simply because you saw someone else do so. You think you found the perfect cause and effect relationship. I did this and this other person responded thusly. Therefore, I will now treat this person in this way and expect the same response. Well, of course, that won't work. Now, since this nature is deeply embedded in him, he is going to be true to it. If you expect to deal with him on a regular basis, discover as much as you can about the nature of him. How does he respond to various things? What is his morality? How easily does he lose his temper? How much respect does he have for reality? Remember what I said last week about acting as if you didn't know there were thieves in the world when you suddenly find the milk bottles missing? Well, the same thing applies here, too. Another person's nature is the reality of this situation. Why act astounded, injured, or indignant when someone else has done something stupid, careless, or malicious, when that other person's past history has shown him to be that way all along? Why did you ever put yourself in the position where you had to expect him to do something other than that? He is what he is. Recognize it and deal with him solely on that basis. Now, once having determined the nature of the individual, to whatever extent you can, expect him to be that person. Don't count on him being somebody else. It's foolish to say that he might change. If he does, you can then change your plans accordingly. But the odds are so stacked in favor of his following through in just the pattern he has already established that there's really no reason to even allow for that efficiently. Now, recognize, too, that his nature is not the superficial acts. As you view these acts, do not look at them and consider those to be his nature. What is more important is what has motivated those acts. Why does he do the things he does? What is it he's trying to accomplish? What is it that he's seeking? What is it that he expects to happen by those acts? This is the part of his nature, his framework, the way that he can be expected to deal with reality in the future. Then recognize what unknown factors are involved. We'll deal with this much more specifically next week in decision making, but we'll cover one aspect of it here. There will be many things about his nature that you can never know, simply because you will never have the time to investigate it that deeply. Now, this will vary, of course, considerably depending on how close the relationship is. With some people, you will know a great deal about the nature, and with other people, you will know just a little bit. But the fact remains that in any case, there will be things you won't know. There will be unknown factors. So about this, you can do one of two things. Number one, you can assume that the worst possible is true about this nature, and therefore the effects will be the worst possible, and decide not to have anything to do with him. Or number two, you can take a calculated risk that the worst won't be true, but only after you have recognized what that worst could be and realize how vulnerable this makes you, and make sure you can stand that vulnerability if it comes due. Make sure you can pay that price if it turns out that it has to be paid. As I say, we'll come back to that next week in dealing with unknowns in decision making. Now, number six then, if you want to do business with someone on any level, you must find out what he wants. He's only going to exchange with you if his happiness is served thereby, or at least he thinks it will be. So find out what he wants, not what you think he ought to want or what you would want in that particular situation, because you can't generalize on this. What are his plans for improving his life? What makes him feel good? What causes him discomfort? What does he want very much that he doesn't have right now? Do you know of a way to get it for him that he might not be aware of? If so, he's a market for your services, whether the service involved is your knowledge, your products, your friendship, your love, whatever it may be. He has his own world, totally different from yours. And if I want to arrange an exchange with another person, I have to enter his world. That's why in the economics course, the essence of salesmanship is summed up as being, find this buyer's profit motive and appeal to it. In other words, you must investigate this individual you want to make a business deal with right now and find out what his profit motive is, his particular profit motive. And every appeal you make must be aimed at that profit motive that is his, because that's the basis upon which he'll make the decision as to whether or not he'll become involved. Now, this, of course, does not make you a slave to the market, simply because you will have to find somebody else's profit motive and appeal to it to deal with him. Because once you have found his profit motive, you can then decide whether or not